And we're watching news out of Syria today. There's been more shelling in Aleppo. Russia is blaming a group linked to Al-Qaeda. Yesterday, a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was bombed, and Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia's ally, the Syrian government, was behind that bombing.
So we'll keep an eye on that. We're also watching the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, which is just days away from a default on a $422 million debt payment. Congress has yet to offer any assistance, despite calls for a bailout from Washington. Joining us now is Mike Regan, columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. And Mike, Puerto Rico did default on a smaller payment a few months ago. But what does it mean if, as expected, it defaults on this larger payment on Monday?
So the payment due now, it's $422 million owed by the Government Development Bank. And that's a very crucial organization in Puerto Rico. It plays a major role in financing things like the local authorities that run schools and healthcare services and public services, that sort of thing. So there is a lot of concern about what the ripple effects will be if this bank defaults. And, you know, obviously the concern is, will some services get disrupted and interrupted as a result?
It wouldn't just be that debt gets more difficult or more expensive in Puerto Rico. It would actually perhaps ripple into people's everyday lives.
The potential is there. And obviously, like you said, the debt will get more expensive, you know, and more or less impossible for Puerto Rico's government to borrow money.
Now, there have been calls, as we said, for Congress to bail out Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory. But there has been a lobbying effort against that, including ads on television. Here's one from the Center for Individual Freedom.
If Puerto Rico is allowed to declare bankruptcy, high-spending states like Illinois will also want to declare bankruptcy. Retirement accounts crushed, a bailout on the backs of savers and seniors. Tell Congress, stop the Washington bailout of Puerto Rico.
Mike, tell us about the fight in Congress and what's likely to happen.
Well, obviously, bailouts have become very unpopular, especially on the Republican side. And they have been working on a bill which would basically create a new oversight board for Puerto Rico and provide a framework to restructure its debt. It's actually $70 billion in debt, so it's a lot of debt. The sort of back and forth is that Democrats are unhappy with some of the things that Republicans have included in the bill, including they want to lower the minimum wage to below the U.S. minimum wage, exempt the island from overtime regulations and things like that. So that a lot of the back and forth is over those things. One congressman, Tom Marino, Republican from Pennsylvania, he said he just thinks this bill will be unpopular in his party no matter what. So it's really difficult to see, you know, what it will take for the two sides to find common ground on this.
It's interesting you say bailouts have gotten very unpopular. Of course, that is true. But I think economists would probably say without the bailout of the banks during the financial crisis, the Great Recession would have been much, much worse. And in fact, the money from the banks was paid back with interest.
Yeah, just to clear that up. I would agree with
you. Not that it's going to make bailouts any more popular.
I agree with you on all that.
Well, Mike, and let me just ask you this this question. How did Puerto Rico get in this position? Why is it so much worse off than the U.S. states?
Well, Puerto Rico never quite recovered from the recession as the rest of the U.S. did. And many states are not allowed to, you know, their laws do not allow them to rack up these big debts. Obviously, during a recession, the state revenue goes down. And so states have to make difficult decisions. They cut spending and that sort of thing, lay people off. Puerto Rico, on the other hand, doesn't have laws restricting its borrowing, so it was able to just rack up this unsustainable debt, $70 billion, and that's basically where we are now, where they're unable to meet the payments on it.
And no matter what happens on Monday, if they do default, there is another bigger payment due in July.
Yeah, $2 billion is due on July 1st. And much of that is what's considered constitutionally protected, meaning that the investors in that debt believe that they have the right to get paid back, even if it means Puerto Rico begins, you know, stopping paying state workers and that sort of thing. So that July 1st is an even bigger deadline than this May 1st.
All right. Mike Regan with Bloomberg Gadfly. Thank you.
Thank you.